Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Nate Davis's availability once again causes some concerns for the Chicago Bears. Tevin Jenkins, on top of all that, says that a contract extension has not really been talked about as of yet. Are we worried about that? And Jalen Johnson says he's motivated to be the best corner in the league this upcoming season. We're going to talk about all that, plus takeaways from day two of minicamp right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. So, there's been some concerns. I've said before, when it comes to the offensive line, I think having health and continuity, we're going to see a much better offensive line than what we did last year. Now, one of the pieces of that offensive line that was disappointing last season and playing only 11 games was Nate Davis. And there's been some concern as of yet so far when it comes down to Nate Davis. He's been under a limited capacity so far. He only watched it OTAs. And he's going through kind of the same kind of ramp-up period that Matt Eberflus talked about with Montez Sweat. And, you know, for what it's worth, Matt Eberflus, is confident right now that he'll be ready for training camp. So he does believe that he's still projected as the team starting right guard right now. But Matt Eberflus saying this: yeah, don't know yet. I really don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm just thinking through my head a bunch of multiple combinations. I really don't know exactly. Sure, we had Bates there. He's played there. Shelton has played at center. Davis, of course, has played there. Jenkins has been on the other side. Pryor's been in and out. The versatility that has certainly been helpful. Ryan Poles did a really good job of having those pieces in there. So we won't do like last year or years prior. You know, a guy goes down and we're like, oh, what are we going to do? At least we have the flexibility at the O-line position. And while that's great, right? And we talked about this offseason, how the Chicago Bears and the offensive linemen that they added this offseason, even going to Kieran Amagaje, came down to players that can play multiple roles. Almost everybody that the Bears signed this offseason on the offensive line could play one to two different positions on that offensive line, and that adds some flexibility. But let's be clear here. Nate Davis, if he is truly, once again, not going to be healthy to start the season, and we talked about it last year that there has been some talk before around Nate Davis that maybe Nate Davis just doesn't like to practice. He's a game guy. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and practice. You got to go out there and build continuity. And so, you know, hearing that Nate Davis hasn't necessarily been as available as what the Chicago Bears would have hoped for, especially the fact that the Bears did spend money on him, a 3-year, $30 million contract last season, and he's in the second, going into the second year of that, and we got 11 games in 2023. We need more from Nate Davis, and for this offensive line to have that versatility, we're going to need the players to stay healthy. Otherwise, we are. And I'm glad to hear that Matt Eberflus and the coaching staff are rotating players in and out of there. They're, you know, getting everybody comfortable, looking at a bunch of different looks. We're still trying to figure out the starting center position, but it seems like the way that things are shaping up right now, Braxton, Tevin, and Darnell Wright are the only guaranteed starters right now, mainly because the center position is up between Coleman Shelton, Ryan Bates, and then Nate Davis. He hasn't been available as of yet either. So it's bringing about a lot of PTSD when it comes to that offensive line. Nate Davis has to get his shit together. We need him out there on the field. And if he is not able to play, that's going to be another black eye for Nate Davis and his availability for the Chicago Bears. We need him available. We need the depth on that offensive line. We want to be able to use that depth and keep everybody healthy and things like that. So, you know, to hear that Jake Curran, Ryan Bates is rotated around and things like that, it makes sense. You're going to hear that. Haven't really heard too much about Doug Kramer either. I expect to hear something from him at some point. But listen, this team is going to use a bunch of different looks. We have Matt Pryor, Larry Borum still on the roster as of now as well. So the Bears are going to have to figure something out. But Nate Davis hopefully can get healthy sooner rather than later, because we do need Nate Davis to be ready to go. But with that said, one of the guys that has been ready to go so far is Tevin Jenkins. But Tevin Jenkins has said that as of right now, nothing's going on with the contract extensions right now. When asked about it yesterday, he says nothing is on the table. It's up in air. I can't tell you. That, you know, it seems like right now he's entering the final year of his deal. He even said that his team has reached out. So it seems like one side wants to get a deal done. Tevin Jenkins and his representation are trying to get a deal done for him to stay here with the Chicago Bears. Right now, Ryan Poles and the Bears front office isn't really open to contract extensions right now. You know, we've heard that kind of the prioritization as far as contract extension is going to be DJ Moore first. And I'm sure that this team in this front office wants to see if Tevin Jenkins is going to be able to stay healthier over this season for the Chicago Bears. And if he is, I'm sure that they'll re-sign him. Now, what that value is going to be a big question there. We know, like, we had a phone call from our brother Darius not too long ago and talking about, well, maybe the Bears shouldn't give big money to Tevin Jenkins. And the thing is, with Tevin Jenkins and his injury histories and concerns like that, he would have to have one hell of a season for him to get big money. When you look at it, he started 24 of a possible 51 games in his career due to injuries. So he's going to have to get it together and when it comes down to that. And so, you know, the back issues, the neck issues, the lower body injuries, all those type of things, Tevin Jenkins has gone through a lot of it. And when he's on the field, though, we know what he can be when he's on the field. The biggest thing for Tevin Jenkins in this season is to stay on the field. That's it. If Tevin Jenkins can stay healthy, I don't think that there's going to be a real big issue. And much like the Bears wanted to wait with Jalen Johnson, right? This is Ryan Poles' tactics. This is what he does. He will extend certain people during the season. Cole Kmet got that extension, things like that. But I think when it comes down to players that have performed well enough on the field but bring some serious concerns about, like, availability or even, you know, certain things that they need to work on their game, Ryan Poles wants to give those players a chance and an opportunity. And then if they do that and he sees the value there, he'll re-sign it. But best believe, Tevin Jenkins, as talented as he is, because he is damn talented, and I want to be clear in what I'm talking about. I'm not doubting the overall talent of Tevin Jenkins, but the best ability is availability. And Tevin Jenkins has just not been available to the level that you want before you end up investing long-term money in a player. He just hasn't been. I think even the biggest Tevin Jenkins fan would admit that. So, you know, it comes down to staying on the field, performing like he's been performing when he's on the field. Keep showing that growth and development, of course, when guys are out there with him and things like that. And if we can get Tevin Jenkins to just stay healthy and to look like a player that, you know, is starting to get over his health concerns, it could be big for him. And it could be big for his future here with the Chicago Bears. And so, I want Tevin Jenkins. I would love for Tevin Jenkins to be a player that sticks around for the Chicago Bears. That is, because if he can stay healthy, that's a position you just don't have to worry about. And yeah, you need depth and stuff there, but like a starting position, you don't have to worry about. You want as many guys on your team that, as long as, again, you're confident that they can stay healthy, but you don't have to worry about the performance, you want to fill your team with guys like that. Tevin Jenkins is a guy that if he just overcomes the injury hurdle, there's no question that you want him on your team, that you want him on your roster, that you want him as part of what you're building. He just got to stay healthy. But let me know what you guys think down below. Do you think that Tevin Jenkins, as one of my lights goes out, do you think that Tevin Jenkins gets another deal with the Chicago Bears at the end of this season? Or do you think we're starting to see the wrap-up of Tevin Jenkins' career here with the Chicago Bears? Let me know what you guys think on that. Overall, I think something to get done. I think that Tevin's motivated. And while it's not completely in his control, whether he gets injured or not or things like that, I think a motivated season from Tevin Jenkins is going to get a lot done. And so, you know, this is a new offense that I think this offense is also with how versatile we're going to be, more competent play calling. We are going to see, you know, better from the offensive line overall, that better center play. Those type of things are going to help for sure. But we just need to see Tevin Jenkins stay healthy. And if he stays healthy, Yeah, listen, he can stay a Chicago Bear for a long time. And talking about somebody who's hoping to get their contract this offseason to somebody who did get their contract last offseason or this past offseason, that's Jalen Johnson. And talk about motivation, Jalen Johnson sounds motivated. Now, to the credit, it's easy to sound motivated at this point in the season. He should be saying the right things, right? But when asked about his goal this season, he said it simply, being the best corner in the league. And Jalen Johnson, for what it's will, is coming off what is almost a career year for him. The highest graded cornerback Pro Football Focus at 90.8 last season. And while we know that the Pro Football Focus grade isn't the end-all be-all, but you'd be remiss not to understand how Jalen Johnson performed last year. And to his credit, he performed in a way he solved a lot of the questions that people had around him, getting 4 interceptions last season, 31 solo tackles, 1 fumble forced, on top of that, 10 passes deflected. He had a extremely nice year for the Chicago Bears. The thing is, we just got to see it continue to grow. You got paid now, right? And he played 14 games last year, 11 games a year prior to that. I would hope that Jalen Johnson could play more towards the 15, 16 games this season. I'm giving a little credit. Everybody's going to miss a game or two over the course of the season. But
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
We know how talented Jalen Johnson is. And he has a defensive back and a cornerback core that is built in a lot of ways built around him and has dogs all up and down that secondary. So, you know, to have a big season for Jalen Johnson, I think is going to be hugely important. And I think they're going to use him in versatile ways, the man coverage, things like that. So this is a big season for Jalen Johnson. And I love hearing that his mindset is in the right way, that he's not content right now based off the deal he's going to get. He wants to continue to prove it. And Matt Eberflus basically echoed those sentiments as well, saying this: discipline and daily work habits. That's what he has done. And he showed that he had an area he needed to work on and he got better at it. So he showed determination, and then he really showed his devotion and love for the game. And he's done all of that. So let's see what the season Jalen Johnson has. If we're talking about a season in which Jalen Johnson had one of the best seasons of his career and is the best cornerback in the league this year, then, hey, we're all going to love and support it. But let's be clear, Eddie Jackson did say last year that he was going to have one of the best seasons of a safety ever. And we saw how that went. Jalen Johnson and Eddie Jackson are in two very different spots of their careers and things like that. Jalen Johnson is really, in a lot of ways, just approaching his prime. But we still want to see it on paper, not on paper, on the field, for what Jalen Johnson is going to bring to this team. All right, with that said, let's go ahead and get into some of the takeaways from day two of minicamp for the Chicago Bears. Day three is going on right now. It seems like the offense had a much better day, especially in the two-minute drill, that they improved a lot, from day one. So it seems like they played much better in that. The Shane Waldron feels very confident in where they were. They were much better in both the 11-on-11s and 7-on-7s today. And it seems like Keenan Allen and Caleb Williams have worked a little bit on their chemistry as well. It was still an up-and-down day in aspects for the Chicago Bears overall. We've heard things like, Caleb Williams was holding on to the ball a little too long in certain times. I know that's going to cause some PTSD for Chicago Bears fans like that, but the offense did finish the two-minute drill with a field goal by Cario Santos. It looks like Roschon Johnson, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen all caught really good passes as well from there. But listen, it seems like the pass rush is legit, which we'll talk about here in a second as well. Now, as far as some other things kind of stand out in this, right? Caleb Williams had was reportedly as a great throw to Velus Jones as well. Looks like DJ also caught one on a 15-yard route as well. And then it looks like Caleb Williams was picked off by Tremaine Edmonds. That was due to him holding onto the ball a little bit too long. And we've talked about that, right? One of the things that we have talked about here at Chicago Bears Central is that Caleb Williams, because he does look to make plays with his arm first, and he has that gunslinger mentality, there are times where he holds on a little bit too long trying to make that big play. But, you know, hopefully that's something that really, he works on in this offseason. And the fact that we have the secondary that we have and the linebacking core, that maybe they can also benefit from that as well. So, you know, it is what it is. It seems like the defense still is on pace to be really good. Velus Jones, the fact that he's catching passes from Caleb Williams is a lot there as well. So, you know, even when it comes to Kyler Gordon saying this, like, as far as Caleb Williams, I like him a lot. I think his arm talent shows immediately, and he's very poised. So you want that poise. And with some of that is going to come some mistakes at times with it. Velus Jones, to hear that he caught, caught a pass on 7-on-7 tournaments. I mean, 7-on-7 tournaments. I'm too much in 7-on-7 football, but that what that could mean for Velus, right? The fact that maybe if he shows enough in this training camp, that maybe the Bears do look at getting him a couple of plays using that speed. He just has to hold on to the ball when it comes down to it. So, that is the questions on the interior offensive line. We already talked about with Nate Davis not quite being where they want him to. He's there at practice. He's still limited, but we talked about that already. Matt Eberflus saying that he does expect Nate Davis to be that starting right guard, but we'll see what happens with that overall as well. Torrey Taylor, listen, people were so impressed by Torrey Taylor, and it's crazy that you're hearing this come from a punter, that so much is coming from a punter right now. Here's the thing. He had four punts. That four punts that he downed inside the 5-yard line, one bounced at the 1-yard line. And so, listen, Torrey Taylor, if we're going to need him, he seems like he's going to be a weapon for the Chicago Bears to help put us in a really good spot as well. So that's things that we're looking for as well. And then so far right now, the defense right now, their focus is getting more turnovers. Kyler Gordon saying this, I definitely feel a lot from that defense as far as chemistry, energy, and just the type of timing that we're on. So as far as all of us to be on the same page and take a step further than last year, I picture a lot of things for us in the future. So it says that Gordon also said that one of the goals right now for the defense is to force more turnovers, something that was big in the late few games in 2023 for the Bears. So this Bears defense is really trying to pick up on where they left off. And to hear that the Bears are playing like a top five defense in training camp, I know that people are going to, more pessimistic Bears fans, rightfully so, are going to question, it's just training camp. But this is a team that finished last season so strongly over those last bit of games, and they seem motivated to want to come in and show and prove that that wasn't a fluke. And so that's where you want your players to be in, to be in a position right now to prove that, to be out to prove, hey, we're not done here. And what you thought you saw from us last year is just the tip of the iceberg. That's what you want to show. We need to show that development in the Chicago Bears defense. As much as the offense has gotten attention from me, other pundits, because of the changes, the defense is going to be a huge, important part of this season. And it could be the thing that really pushes us into truly being a playoff caliber team next year while that offense is working out. And we're hearing those things, right, as well about that. So, I said it many times early on, and a lot of Bears fans thought I was tripping. They didn't want to hear it. But the offense is going to be a work in progress, and that's okay. I know Bears fans want this to be the final product right away, and I want it to be too. But at the end of the day, it's going to be some time. Caleb Williams holding on the ball too long is something that you expect from rookie quarterbacks. It's not the question of if it's going to happen to him. It's going to happen. It happens to some veteran quarterbacks, right? The question isn't, is it going to happen? It's how quickly does he learn from those mistakes and we stop it from happening? That's the thing. And so for some Bears fans to think and hope that the Bears just aren't going to have these struggles, they aren't going to have these downtimes, it just comes down to that's going to happen. But how quickly do we come over it? And so, you know, Matt Eberflus even talking about some of the, you know, kind of concerns with Caleb Williams with saying this. He took two hitches in the ball with the late over the middle. That's always dangerous when you do that. But that's the learning experience in the process of a young quarterback that he has to go through. It has to go through it. Like, that's it. He is going to go through the rookie mistakes. And if he can get them all settled in mini camp, training camp, the preseason, a couple of games into the season, that would be great. But there are still, it's the realization you have to be in reality. And it just in that, it's going to be some struggles for this offense, not even just because of Caleb, but because of the timing, because of all the new pieces, because of figuring things out. It's going to take some time, right? And a lot of that time hopefully is going to be done in training camp, and we'll see what it comes down to. But overall, like, everybody seems really positive. It seems like Caleb Williams, it's way more positive than negative, but it is just some of that the cadence issues, the timing issues, the holding on to the ball too long, the offensive line not having that continuity that they hope for with Nate Davis and others. Like, it's there, but it's going to take some time. New teammates, new coach, new system, new city for a lot of them. It's going to take some time, but I really do have a lot of faith that this Bears team is going to figure it out when it's all said and done. We just, as fans, have to have some patience. And by patience, I don't mean saying that, oh, we're just going to lose some games. It's okay. Like, whatever. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying let's be realistic, right? And, you know, we'll see what it comes down to. Bears fans are going to be Bears fans. We're excited. We're thirsty in a lot of ways. Our Bears fans for that success. But it's not going to be this linear thing. And it's not going to be this easy thing. It's going to have its ebbs and flows over the course of it. And like I've said before, I want my rookie quarterback to face some adversity because seeing how he overcomes that is going to be a big test. He has some things in place that are going to help with that. The defense is hopefully going to be great. The punting to get us out of bad position, that's going to be great. We'll see what the return game looks like. The weapons on the offensive side of the ball. These things are going to absolutely help with that learning curve, but that does not mean the learning curve isn't going to be there. So as we continue to go through mini camps, things like that, it's going to be some not so good takeaways and things that we have to talk about over that time, but it's all part of the process of getting it out the game so that when we get to real games, hopefully we're in a much better situation to be there. You guys know, I always try to be realistic. I'm always going to give you guys my honest and true take, even if some of the fans don't like it or appreciate it. It is what it is, but it's going to be some growing times, some growing pains that we're going to have to go through for sure. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in that one. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Chicago Bears Central. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bears Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearsCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up. Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.